Today's show is sponsored by Stamps.com. Get $55 in free postage, a digital scale, and a four-week free trial by visiting Stamps.com and entering our code LASTS at the top of the homepage. How's it going, guys? I'm Jeff.
I'm Alyssa.
And welcome to the Love That Lasts podcast, where we talk about faith, culture, and answer your questions. Stay tuned. Guys, long time no talk. If our listeners are still around, then they must really love us, because the last two were just me sitting in the room talking by myself, and no one wants that. I think I just talked about like book reviews and basically like all that stuff. So
sorry. Yeah. May was kind of a rough month. I mean, it was a really good month, but me and the kids were sick for like a solid three weeks.
So guys, we're back in action.
With pink eye.
Tweet us. Let us know if you stayed faithful to us even during my two boring ones.
I'm sure they were great. What did you talk about?
I think I talked about books. So it depends on who those people are. And then something else. But man, guys, real quick before we get into all the goods, all the stuff that's, you know, encouragement and, you know, Jesus stuff for the week.
Today's Jeff's birthday.
Yes, yes.
Happy birthday.
The big 9-7.
9-7?
Yeah, I'm only a couple of years away, guys, from 100.
29. He's 29 today.
29.
It's been a good day,
guys. It's one of my favorite birthdays. I've only had 29, but I'd rank this in the top two.
That's quite a few birthdays.
Yeah. So, are you okay over there? Alyssa hasn't done this in so long. She's getting like adjusted.
I'm like trying to. Well, sideways. We just bought new office chairs, and so I'm just like adjusting.
I love them.
Trying to figure out the mic with the office chair.
Yeah.
And looking at you at the same time.
Oh, looking at me. Okay. I see you. But yeah, guys. So birthday today. We just chilled.
Played outside in the pool,
went and got sushi, which, guys, there's a sushi place here on Maui called Sansei. It's like one of those places where the inside is like not anything special. It's kind of actually a little dingy.
Maui.
Yeah, but the sushi, y'all. Woof. They have this one called pickle crusted arugula ahi. So it's ahi, right? So like, you know, like a poke bowl or something like that. Same fish. In the center, wrapped in arugula, and then panko crusted and fried, and then it's like in, and then it comes out in this plate in like a little like quarter inch of like amazing sauce, and it's just life changing. Me and Kinsley are all about that life. And
Kinsley
and Cannon,
grubbed tonight.
Yeah, she.
Cannon did too. Actually, I was surprised.
But me and Kinsley love sushi. You guys ate like all the other stuff, but guys, it was so good. So how do you feel on my birthday? You feel good?
I feel good. It's been a great day.
It's been
fun to celebrate you.
Yeah, guys. Alyssa, totally. We're a big birthday people in our family. We almost do what we call a birthday week, where two things. One, it relieves pressure from the birthday day. But two, we also like to really center on someone for a long time. So we kind of faded in and out for like 5 to 7 days. So we've been celebrating my birthday for a couple of days. And I think we'll maybe do something tomorrow and later. So super fun. But with all that being said, what's the Lord teaching you?
Oh, that's like really deep, really fast.
Talk about what you're talking about at dinner tonight, like faith or stuff like that.
Or we could talk about our trip to Vail.
That's true. And then talk about faith. Guys, we went to Vail. I mean, we've actually traveled like a lot. I don't know actually many people that have traveled more than us, just because our jobs got lucky where our work travels. So like literally to do our job, we'll travel. And so we've been to some pretty cool places. But man, Vail, you guys, if you have been there, it is like... First of all, it reminds me of Dumb and Dumber because they go to Aspen, which is like Aspen, not Vail. But it reminds me of that because it's very similar. It's just like a pristine, perfect,
glorious
mountain
town. It's kind of like Switzerland if you've ever been there.
Yeah,
it's just like beautiful.
It just feels like a perfect Disneyland-esque tiny village mountain town.
But real.
That's what I mean. Like, it's crazy.
Just the air and the trees.
It was really fun. I feel like the people were crazy nice.
Yeah,
like,
really nice.
If you live in Colorado, let us know if that's actually like a thing. Where you notice that like you guys are nicer.
I feel like people in Colorado Springs were really nice too.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So if you live in Colorado, let us know if just like that's a thing. Like, because I was blown away. Everyone was, and I don't just mean like a little bit here and there. Like I noticed where I was like, stop being so nice.
And I feel like people in Maui are generally nice too.
Yeah, no, I really was. I loved it. People were super, super nice.
It was beautiful. We went on a gondola. We ate really good food, which is how we vacation.
Yes, guys, we vacation by food. So we basically, I make sure I got all the hipster good restaurants. And that's what we do. No one wants to do activities. No one wants to do hikes. We want to, well, we do want to do an activity. We do want to hike, and the activity is eating, and we hike to the restaurant. You feel me? But yeah, it's so good. It's so good.
And then, I don't know, you probably saw both of our Instagrams, but the hotel we were staying at, they did this special hot chocolate.
Oh.
Which I still am dreaming of, and I just need to sit down and figure out how to make it. But
ball they, like, life,
bring
y'all.
Out a mug, and on the mug, there's, like, a lace, like a chocolate lace, almost like a doily, yeah. But it's made of chocolate on top of it with a huge, fatty, homemade marshmallow.
Oh.
And then they, with this really special kettle, they pour the hot chocolate over the marshmallow until it fills up, and then the marshmallow sinks in with the chocolate. It's so good.
And it's just, and we're all, I'm all about experiences and people that can kind of make food and experience. That's a double win.
We had it twice.
It was so rich though. Well, and so if you ever go,
and
you just
both times Jeff and I got in a fight because we wanted it and we didn't want to share it.
Real life right there. It's true.
So we were like amazing. 5-year-olds.
Give me that.
But we didn't want to pay for two because it's really rich.
Yeah, you wouldn't drink two, guys. So if you go, only get a serving for one, but get two cups. Boom.
Well, I don't think they do two cups.
Well, I just, you could ask for it.
Yeah, I guess you could.
And see what, and let him say no.
Mm-hmm. And then also while we were there, the NBA.
Oh, the NBA finals was going on. Finals. Yeah. And that was so fun because we don't have cable guys and we like don't really watch much here. So.
Well, in Maui, people just don't really watch sports here.
So it sounds weird, but I feel like back on the mainland, I feel like sports, you kind of like veg to, like it's a thing you do to veg and chill out.
Or like you have parties based around games.
But it's weird, but because of like here, no one watches it. And also because we don't have cable and all that.
And the time change.
Then it feels more like a special treat. So we were like we were all like, yes. So we were like cheering and like, it was so fun. The kids were really, really loving it. So I was stoked the Warriors won. They're fun to watch. So.
Yeah, but LeBron's awesome. So good.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a really good trip. We got really good family time, and it was just sweet to Jeff's like jiggling his tummy.
Guys, we ate that much where it's like, do you ever eat so much where you feel like your stomach just like, I feel pregnant. I feel like, literally though, it's
or bloated.
Yeah, it's
that's what Jeff told me once.
I'm like, is this really what's going on with my
life
right
now? Year ago, I was like,
can you guys hear
I
that
just,
belly smack?
I just hate it when I'm bloated. And he was like, oh, what's bloated? I was like, excuse me?
Yeah, that's true.
He goes, I've never been bloated in my whole life. I go, excuse me? Do guys not get bloated?
I don't.
But I wonder, do guys not get bloated? Is it just a girl thing?
Yeah, I don't think guys do. I've never really heard of that term.
Hmm.
Or I mean, like in the guyhoodness.
Well.
So what's the Lord
been
teaching
you? Let us know, guys, because I'm interested if anyone's ever been bloated.
Yes, yeah, so talk about what you were talking about dinner tonight. I thought that was really good of like faith and waiting and all that stuff. Just drop a nug on people today. People listen because they want nugs. People listen because they want nugs from Alyssa Bethke. So no. If they tune in and they don't get nugs from Alyssa Bethke like the last 2 weeks.
I mean, isn't my bloated comment a nug enough?
Yeah, that was, I'm so filled right now. But no, seriously, go
no,
ahead.
We were just kind of, for birthdays, we like to ask like, what was your 5 highlights of the year and what do you feel like the Lord's really taught you this last year? So I was asking Jeff, but he was a stinker and like asked me all the same questions, even though it wasn't my birthday.
Yeah, but see, I don't think it has to be your birthday. Like I like for my birthday, I like knowing your answers too.
I know. Anyway, so I just was sharing what I feel like the Lord's been teaching me this year. And it was kind of a twofold thing, but they're interconnected about how I feel like he's really calling me this year to just slow down and be okay with saying no, even to really good things, and to really focus on being intentional and just really loving my family well, loving Jeff well, loving my kids well, learning them, knowing how to shepherd their heart and train them and discipline and have fun with them. And so it's been a really cool, I don't know, lesson. And I feel like the Lord's kind of just telling me like, Alyssa, these are the things that matter. This is what matters. And I'm building in you this foundation right now that will always be there and always be really important for then, you know, when the kids get older and we have different seasons, I can take on more, say yes to more things, but this is the foundation. And this is what matters is your kids' hearts and having a strong marriage. And so it's been really cool. And then I feel like within that, the Lord has just been teaching me to just really growing my faith, and not necessarily in a way, I mean, maybe I'm entering a new season of like a different side of faith, but I feel like faith in just believing that God is good and telling myself a good story throughout the day and not always feeling defeated or thinking about all the hard things, but really just like, I don't know, just thinking about all seeing him and his work and how good he is and trusting him and fighting to not worry or have fear or, and to, I feel like I've lost the habit of prayer. I feel like I was really, I don't want to say I was really good at it, but I was in a really good rhythm of praying. Like when I was single and when Jeff and I were dating. And then I just, I don't know, I think more when we got married and then just kids, I just kind of got out of the habit. And not that I don't pray, but I don't pray throughout the day really intentionally. And so, and giving thanks a lot. And so I feel like just the last few weeks, the Lord's really impressed my heart of that and wanting to really grow in that and realizing that there's so much power in prayer and I get to be so much closer to the Lord. And that even last night I went to a Bible study and there's a section in, I think, 2 Kings or Chronicles or something about Elijah. You're going to have to correct me.
I feel like you have a better Elijah memory of some of those books. Yeah, yeah. Well, tell the story. Maybe I'll know.
And the Israelites were going to fight the enemies. And he asked, you know, they were small compared to their enemies. They're like, Lord, just open my eyes to see what you're doing, kind of. I need to reread the passage. But he opened his eyes and there were like just hundreds and hundreds of chariots of fire.
Oh, with the angels around him or whatever.
With the angels that were on their side going to fight the enemies.
Yeah.
And
2 Kings 6:17. But yeah, that's a famous one where like, he asks them for new eyes and then he sees kind of like the behind the curtain with the angels and the chariots and all that. Yeah,
and I just haven't heard that for years and it was so powerful because I'm learning a lot right now about spiritual warfare and putting on the armor of God. And you know, I know that we're in a spiritual battle, but I often come at it with like kind of like, oh, I just really have to fight and you know, it's hard. And instead of being like, wow, if I could just see what's going on, like the Lord really fights for us and there's armies of angels that are on our side that are fighting for us. And we just have to tap into it. We have to like fill our mind with it and that's believe so and call on the Lord. And like he really does fight for us and there's armies behind us. Like the and I was thinking today, the Lord is victorious. Like he's already won the battle.
Yeah.
And so it's not like we're trying to fight to win. He's already won it. We just have to walk in it and put on the armor that he's already given us. Even like in Ephesians, talks about the armor of God and how, you know, if you think about it, like you put on the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness and the shoes of peace and, the shield of faith, those are all things that we put on, but we already have them all in Christ.
Yeah.
Like he's already made us righteous in him and we just have to walk in doing the right thing. He's already, we already have peace with God and that like we're free from separation from him forever. And he's already given us the Spirit, which is peace. Like we don't, you know, like when we're filled with the Spirit, that's when we have the fruits of the Spirit. We can't just like, you know, ask for peace. We ask for more of the Spirit and we already have him. And so we have all the peace that we need, but it's just a matter of believing that and filling our mind with that and filling our mind with truth and thanking the Lord. And I think the more that we fill our mind with truth and what he already says, like all of his promises are yes.
Yeah.
Then I think that's when the peace comes that's regardless of our circumstances. So anyway, it's just, just a lot that I'm processing right now. And I'm really thankful for what the Lord's doing, but just wanting to really like grow in my faith. And then as I do that, having faith to really listen to his voice and do the things he does, he tells me to do. Even I was at this, like I said, I was at this Bible study last night with these girls who are all kind of just like out of college for like a year or two and kind of figuring out what to do and what to do with their life. And, you know, they've moved to Maui for an internship and some are staying, but then this other girl's moving to London for an internship this next year. And this other girl's applying for internships in Tennessee. And I just was like, I remember being in that place.
Yeah. It's,
in
yeah.
that time of my life and being like, Lord, I want to do whatever you want me to do. And I just yeah. dreamed really big dreams. And I went wherever he told me and yeah. I talked to whoever he told me. And then I feel like when I was listening to these girls last night, I was like, wow, I feel like I've kind of just like settled into my comfort zone.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously I'm in a totally different season of life. But I still want to really listen to what the Spirit tells me to do each day and just to do it. And I think sometimes I think I've gotten to this thing of where I don't want to even ask because I don't want to get out of my comfort zone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or like I don't want to get out of my routine.
Yeah.
Or I feel like I'm afraid to ask because I think it'll be really hard and uncomfortable. Yeah. When really it's like all those things that he asked us to do bring us so much joy.
That's so true, yeah.
And it's... we just need faith and courage to do it, but he sees us through. Like even yeah. if it's bringing cookies to the neighbor, and I'm an introvert, so I'm not like, I don't always, it takes a lot for me totally. To go up to someone yeah. I don't know and talk yeah. to them. But like, if the Lord puts that on my heart, then I want to do that because that's a blessing.
Totally.
And I'm always blessed by that. And so anyway, that's a really long answer.
No, I think that's amazing.
But just things that the Lord is showing me and putting on my heart and I'm wanting to grow in.
That's amazing. Let's keep talking about that actually, but, cause I have some thoughts too, but real quick, I want to talk about this week's sponsor. Now, guys, as you know, you can get practically everything on demand today. I know that's me to a T. I mean, even our podcast right now, you're listening on demand whenever you want, when it's convenient for you. And so I always like to ask, why are we still taking trips to the post office to mail letters and packages when you can get postage on demand with stamps.com? I mean, seriously though, it's like the one thing where we still actually go. And it's like, no, you can actually do that from home with stamps.com if you own like a small business. And so, yeah, stamps.com, they're amazing. You can access all of the amazing services of the post office right from your desk 24/7 when it's convenient for you. Buy and print postage for any letter, any package, and the mail carrier comes and picks it up. Just click print and mail and you're done. Couldn't be easier. I actually love stamps.com. I've used them for 5 years before they even reached out to be a sponsor to ship my books and posters for our being authors in our small business. And I've just used it to send a ton of stuff for literally 5 years since even when we lived in Washington. So it's amazing. So right now we want to hook you guys up. Use the code LASTS, LASTS for the special offer. And the special offer is $55 free postage, digital scale, and a 4-week trial. So go to stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in LASTS. Again, that's stamps.com and enter LASTS, LASTS. I want to come back to that because I think I totally agree. And I think, I really loved the little segment, the little tangent. You were preaching, girl. You were preaching. I love the little tangent you were going on about, like, we already have everything we need, you know. And there is an element at which prayer, you know, can bend. Like, he's a father, and so he listens, and of course things change, like we see in scripture, you know. And, like, prayer has an effect. But there's also a level of prayer that I think you're kind of actually not, like, trying to change things in a lot of your prayers. You're trying to just more align yourself with what's already
totally.
True. So you're trying to use prayer to like cut through the lies and the fake and all that to get to like the core of truth. And that's like, and here's what I'm trying to say. Like, you already, if you've trusted in Jesus, then you are fully in Jesus and you're fully beloved. You're fully righteous. You're fully clean. You're fully pure. So prayer is trying to like saturate in those truths every morning and kind of like slowly draw you into the true reality. Because at the end of the day, this is, if you walk with Christ, your walking reality right now is not your truest reality. Your truest truth, your truest reality is that you are a new creation in Christ seated at the right hand of the Father. And that's really mind bending for us. But I think, when you really lean into that, a lot of really good things happen because then secular science backs it up that when you start believing and living towards a trajectory, you become that thing, right? Like if you just start shaming yourself every single day in your head and saying how bad you are, saying how terrible you are, saying, oh, I'm never going to make that shot or get this job, then guess what? You don't get that job. You don't make that shot. But if you do the opposite, and I'm not saying it's like this crazy superpower where, you know, you do this and things just appear before you, that's dumb. But, but it is true in the sense of like, you do kind of create your future with the trajectory you put yourself on simply because the direction you put yourself on is like a habit or a ritual that starts to mold you into a direction. Just simple as that, right? Like if you work out every day, then you get stronger. That's just, it is what it is. And so same thing with our spirituality. I think if you put yourself at the center, at the feet of Jesus towards that trajectory and every day remind yourself of what's already true. I already have all the armor of God. Even when you're talking about the armor of God, right? It's like, it's funny about the armor of God, but like we already have all that. Like, he doesn't tell us, he doesn't say you have the armor of God, now go buy it at Walmart. You know, like, he says, like, you already have it. Like, you don't have to forge it. You don't have to build it. Because I take a lot of work to make armor. But he makes the armor for us, gifts it to us. Same with our belovedness. Same with our righteousness. And just says, like, hey, walk in it. And so, you know, I think it was a theologian who said Christians, the biggest problem with Christians today is they live too far below their privilege. Mm. And what he means by that is basically just like we have a reality, and it's kind of like you're like a child of the king, right? With like this bajillion-dollar inheritance, but you only keep spending $5, right? And I'm not saying go spend it all, but I mean, like, you know, like kind of like that, like you're not taking advantage of your royalty-ness. Mm-hmm. But yeah, any other thoughts on that?
No, that's really good. I think a lot of the times for me anyway, I think Satan wants to distract us, and so we don't think that we're in spiritual battle.
Yeah, yeah, that's his biggest...
Like, his biggest thing is to distract us and discourage us. And so we don't put it on. Or for me, like, I'll get so discouraged that I can't get out of it. So I can't, like, oh, I already am in Jesus. I already have all these things. I need to put this on. It's like I just want to stay in that pit, kind of.
Yeah.
And like continue to think of the lies or continue to think of the things that are hard. So it is like it does take action. But when we do it, there's so much fruit in it. And there's so much victory in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's super good. Guys, we could keep going, but I think that is actually the nug of all nugs. So we want you to leave with the strongest nug, and I want you to leave with the densest nug. So we're just going to leave it right there. I'm too funny. And I like to always end a few minutes. We try to go 30 minutes, but I want to end a couple minutes early because, in my opinion, like, tell me what you think, by the way. Tweet me on this. The most annoying, like, I hold it as a very high principle to me that when someone says, like, you know, like in a classroom setting or whatever, like, okay, you know, it's from 7 to 8. It better be done by 8 or earlier, right? Like, like, or earlier. Like, if you go over, that is so not okay because you, I mean, it's kind of like you're kind of breaching trust, in my opinion. But, because you said it was going to go till this time.
But that's such an 8 thing.
I know. Or like, that's true.
His Enneagram.
Yeah. Or like a teacher, you know, when they say like, oh, this will only take 30 minutes and it takes 50. It's like, hey, you just broke my trust right there. So what I try to do, like when I speak or whatever, or even like in settings like this, like, and here's the thing too, even from a selfish reason, like if you just let people out a little early, they go, oh, nice. Like they kind of like you, like, you know, like you don't get all begrudgingly bitter against the person. So even from a selfish reason, it's good. But tell me if you guys are like that. And so it crosses over even into the podcast where I try to end a couple minutes early than when we said for those times.
For me, if it's really good, then I don't want it to end. And I appreciate that they go over.
I mean,
over.
In some context. But
if it's like...
I'm talking about the context though where like, yeah.
Then I'm like, please end early.
Exactly. So I'm not talking about like, you know, dinner conversations with friends and stuff like that.
Okay, well, how many more minutes do we have?
That's it.
I mean, I have a story to tell, but I can save it for next time.
Let's save it for next time.
Okay. Wow. We're sticking to the time.
No, because I actually like, I want to, no, the reason I want to do that is because that's, then they'll listen next week. Cliffhanger.
If I remember.
Yeah, we just can write it down. We just pull the Netflix. You know how it says like, dun, dun, dun. But now it's not even.
Let's just say.
There's no such thing as cliffhangers in Netflix anyways, because now you can just say play next. But yes, continue.
No, there is. That's what makes you want to play next. And then no, you end up binge watching it.
No, you. Okay. So I actually read an article that actually totally dissected like shows that Netflix, they actually psychologically have a formula and it's really hilarious. So they.
Even if it's not their show?
No. I'm talking about. Well, I mean, it's kind of true of all TV shows, but Netflix itself with their shows.
Oh.
You can actually break down this formula where what they do is they. Every episode basically has like three, kind of like three sections.
Mm-hmm.
And basically the natural way to do things would be to have like a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't want to do that because they want you to watch the next one.
Oh, right.
So what they basically do is they take that beginning, middle, and end, and they basically just kind of like move it all forward as one piece just a little bit. So it overlaps into every episode. So like, so it's more like beginning, middle, end. Okay. For the first episode,
but
cliffhanger.
Yeah.
And then what they do is in that, then the next episode. So
they finish the conclusion.
Yeah. So then episode two, the three sections are, first section is finish the cliffhanger.
Uh-huh.
Middle section is like, okay, start a new story. And then three is new cliffhanger.
Yeah.
So it's like they kind of, they start overlap. It's like these little Venn diagrams
okay.
episodes.
That makes
but
sense.
But they do that on purpose. And there's people that have actually dissected every episode of certain seasons. And it's every episode because it's like, they know that that's, it's basically they just shifted everything by like
but
10 minutes outside
they,
of the one episode.
Why do they want someone to binge watch?
They probably, I don't know, make, the more they have eyeballs, the more money they probably make. I don't know.
True. Okay, that makes so much sense because if anybody watches The Bachelor, which I haven't been watching it yet.
This is the craziest season ever, or what does Chris Harrison always say?
But I haven't watched the last two seasons, but before, there's a few seasons where they started to do that and it would drive me crazy. They would cut it off like in the middle of the rose ceremony.
I know.
And then the next episode, they would finish out the rose ceremony. But I felt like it didn't have a good, like, what do you call that? Cadence to it. And it drived me crazy.
Yep.
Drove me crazy.
I know. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Anyway, but I can see Netflix. That would be good for them.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Anyway. All right. Well, on that.
All right, guys. We love you guys. We'll talk to you next week.